little bit of downward movement, actually a fair amount of it. So what else are you seeing today?
Yeah, I think realistically we started out narrowly mixed. We're starting to be a little bit more pronounced. Corn down 1.75 to 2.25. Beans still trying to put in a little bit of a positive performance, and wheat turning negative. It looks like beans up about 3 with meal fading just a little bit in the wake of yesterday's brisk advance. Oil values remain firm as the market evaluates the impact of the El Nino on the South American soybean and palm oil production figures or prospects. I think are a little bit challenged, but it's really too soon to tell. Current price action shows December corn down 1.75 at 3.82 3/4. March corn down about 2 at 3.93 1/2. November beans 9.14 3/4 up 3/4, and meal is down $1 at 3.16.70 basis the dees. Oil contract is up about 33 at 29.13. To look at a January beans up 1/4 at 9.18. Wheat down 7 at 5.12 basis the dees Chicago. Kansas City wheat's down 7.25 at 5.03 3/4, and Minneapolis wheat's down about 5.75 at 5.30 1/2 still basis the dees. Hog market up about 32, cattle market firmish. Trying to look at the cattle market with a little bit of a positive bias. We put in somewhat of a reversal last week. A trader appears recovering from the brisk demise of 2 weeks ago, but the upside market is still probably dependent upon cash movement. Crude oil trade remains defensive after a brief visit above $50. The headwind seems to be the lack of global economic growth, especially in China. Economic numbers this morning seem to disappoint the trade and kind of put most of the markets on the defensive. Harvest progress yesterday afternoon was about as expected. Beans over the halfway mark gives the market a little bit less headwind, but not enough to really push the market higher. Corn market should be over the halfway mark by next week. Chart-wise, beans sporting a new high for the move, opening up talks about a 925 or even higher prospects on the charts. Realistically, we think 925 is probably a value level that will probably be rewarded by producers. The upside of 950 is probably predicated on additional weather spooks out of South America. Talk and weather in South America right now seems to be a little bit premature because their planting progress is only probably, crowding 10% at best. So until we get a little bit further past that number, it's probably going to be a little bit difficult. Corn market, as we say, need to get a little bit more harvest activity done. We tend to think that the yield prospects are probably going to diminish over the extended period of time, but we may not get much of an indication of that until the January report from the USDA. Peripheral news continues to be speculative about the Fed interest rate hikes. At this particular point in time, we're going to just sit and wait and watch. This is Bill Ginger with Risk Management Commodities. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, Bill.